What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.
Welcome to Top 5 Express, where, because everybody loves a list, we list, quantify, and rank things. And now it's in an all-new snack-sized container. I'm Bruce Otter, and today I take a look at the Top 5 Perfect Pop Songs. What is a perfect pop song, you ask? That's entirely subjective, of course, but generally a perfect pop song has no real message outside of enjoying yourself, dancing, hanging out, or just crushing on a perfect guy or girl. It'll have an upbeat, insanely catchy melody and be a song as innocuous and as appealing to a 4-year-old as to an 84-year-old. In fact, it's the kind of song that might be the backing track to a viral video of a 4-year-old dancing with an 84-year-old. These are songs that, contrary to fierce denials, even corpse paint wearing black metal enthusiasts or gangster rappers turn up all the way. And they sing along too when they think nobody else is listening. And with that, my top 5 perfect pop songs. Number 5, from 1997, Mbop by Hanson. It was the 90s, and the 90s were somehow even weirder than the 80s were musically. Angsty grunge, alternative music, they largely ruled the day alongside boy bands, rap metal, and riot girls. And I guess Hanson qualifies as a boy band, but Mbop didn't really sound like a typical boy band. It was actually quite a bit better. It seemed somehow less corporately calculating than something by NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys. Everybody hated on Hanson, but they all secretly liked to sing along to Mbop. Number 4, from 1984, Footloose by Kenny Loggins, from the movie of the same name. That song had that driving beat and twangy guitar. They were irresistible. My mom liked this song. My mom knew the words to this song, and she loved the rhyming names bit, even though she'd always get the names wrong. Plus, it had Kevin Bacon. The movie, not the song. Number 3, from 1976, by ABBA, Dancing Queen. White satin jumpsuits, check. Sequins, check. The absolute excess of Swedish disco, check. Everybody says they hate ABBA. But I think secretly, everyone has a favorite ABBA song, and it's probably Dancing Queen. Number 2, from 2012, Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. The song was everywhere a few years back. I think there was even a law that you had to do a cover of this song if you had a YouTube account. The chorus is disgustingly, embarrassingly catchy. I love this song. I love to dance to this song. I love to sing along to this song. And then to keep from hating myself after, I just listened to it again. And the number 1 perfect pop song from 1969, I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. Quite possibly the perfect pop song. It was so good the Jackson 5 rewrote it, released it again a year later, and called it ABC. The Jackson 5 were the template for modern-day boy bands, from the harmless sappy love songs to the showy choreographed dancing to the backing call-and-response vocals to plastering the walls of teenagers everywhere. It was that good. The number 1 perfect pop song, I Want You Back, by the Jackson 5. There you have it, the top 5 express perfect pop songs. Do you agree or disagree? Have your own list? Let me know in the comments at majorspoilers.com or on Twitter. You can reach me at OtterDisaster, and we'll have another list for you next time.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.